Republican John Boehner's resignation as Speaker of the House last week is likely to have big reverberations across the GOP. In fact, it already has. Spokane Republican Kathy McMorris Rodgers was considered a favorite for the House Majority Leader job, but yesterday she dropped out of the running. What does the leadership shakeup in Congress mean for the relatively moderate brand of conservatism found here in the Northwest? Well, Jeff Mapes covers politics for the Oregonian. He's not surprised that McMorris Rodgers won't be the House Majority Leader.
There's been a lot of conservative unhappiness with John Boehner, and to have, you know, sort of two people in the top two spots be seen as more in kind of the, you know, close to Boehner and in a little bit more, you know, maybe in the middle, less of the conservative thing. And I'm referring Kevin McCarthy from California looks like he's, you know, the best bet to be the new speaker at this point. And then to have Kathy McMorris Rodgers as a majority leader, I think that might have been a bit much for the more hardline conservatives in the caucus.
What happens to McMorris Rodgers now?
Presumably she stays in her position as the conference leader. That seems to be what her statement indicated that she'd be doing. This is, you know, in sort of the hierarchy, the number four position. And, you know, just as the other, I should add in another mention, we have another Republican from the Northwest, Greg Walden from Oregon, who is the chairman of the House Republican Campaign Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and he's also staying put in his position.
I was just reading a conservative newsletter which said the House Republican leadership elections are starting to break down along, quote, principled conservative versus Boehner team lines, end quote. How have Republicans like John Boehner or McMorris Rodgers been excluded from the label principled conservatives?
Well, I think, you know, frankly, because they have had a somewhat more pragmatic approach in the House. I mean, this latest fight over Planned Parenthood funding is an example of that. Do you shut down the government in an attempt to force the Obama administration to accept funding, you know, support an end to funding for Planned Parenthood? And this has played out before, you know, back in 2013 over shutting down the government, over attempting to kill Obamacare, on debt limit increases, et cetera, et cetera.
Big picture, Jeff, if the GOP moves further to the right, what are the implications for Northwest Republicans?
Well, I don't know that it helps their brand here. I mean, that's one of the difficult things is the Democrats in both states have been very successful in sort of tying the national Republicans to local Republicans who run for office, particularly in statewide office. You know, Oregon and Washington are the two states that have gone the longest without electing a Republican to the governorship. And part of what happens, you know, you see it every gubernatorial campaign where the Republican gets linked to national Republican policies. You know, it also happens that way in the Senate races, and it's been a long time since either of those of these two states has elected a Republican to the U.S. Senate as well.
That's Jeff Mapes. He covers politics for the Oregonian. Yesterday, Spokane Republican Kathy McMorris Rodgers announced that she's out of the running for House Majority Leader.